And I think the one of the general servants who is a cook, in addition to other activities, she spends most of her time polishing the damn things. She's just busy on them yesterday. I said, you must be going to have company. She said, well, Miss Sutter said you need polishing. I said, well, she said you need polishing. Polish them.
Well, that's right. Brass does need to be polished a lot. That's one trouble with it.
But, now, this house, when it was built, had no central heating. Had a fireplace in every room.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which we had one fence there where it was up to the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fireplace in every room where we covered them over, and all except one.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the sitting room.
And you still use it?
Largely for decorated purposes.
Oh, you could use it if you wanted to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got central heating with the plant, mm-hmm. the gas-fired furnace outside
that
keeps the house. So we got this fireplace with a artificial logs in it that are
mm-hmm.
illuminated
yes.
by electricity
yeah.
with aluminum.
I've seen
and
those.
Goes around and, you know, there's something psychological about it. When you plug that thing in and turn the switch on, you think you're warmer.
Uh-huh.
There's no heat at all.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's just decorated?
Just decorated.
Uh-huh.
But, you'd be surprised if the people say, how about lighting a fireplace?
They think they're warmer.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you call the shelf up above the fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay. And then in making a fire, what would you call the great big piece of wood you might put in the back?
Well, it would be a backlog if the fireplace was big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know sometimes I go over to Carolina to a hunting club and they've got a fireplace that take a log 6 or 8 feet long.
Goodness.
They put a great big one in the back for
that
back log.
That would burn a long time,
yeah.
wouldn't it? what kind of wood would you use to start the fire with?
Excuse me just a second. We call it kindling,
mm-hmm.
Which are fat wood,
uh-huh.
which is really the small pieces of pine cut
mm-hmm.
down in little strips.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, then after the fire goes out, what is the black stuff that forms up in the chimney?
Soot.
And then what are the things that are left after the wood is burned?
Hmm.
What is the stuff that's left after the wood burns?
They used to have we had a firm that specialized in making sheet metal chalapin
mm-hmm.
that would fit under there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take care of the ashes and
uh-huh.
get burned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the next questions are about furniture.